with the snow here, I was telling them that sometimes up to your knee, right? Up to your knee, you have to be walking in snow. You're not. We don't even have that anymore here in Toronto. Nothing like that. I haven't been in snow so high in many years.
The thing about we are having here in Florida, everybody, I'm sure they probably on the news like Florida is washing away and, you know, things are like so bad. The only thing we have a lot of just keep raining, you know. It's not even heavy rain. It just rains, drizzling rain, continuously since yesterday even.
You know,
and going on some wind. So, you know, everybody that's listening probably heard that there's hurricane in Florida. And let me tell you, people, sometimes they make this stuff look like it's so bad. Like the whole place is, you know what I think that is? I'm going to say it, but some people might not agree with me saying it, but I think it's just a way to make money for those stores. Home Depot, Lowe's, all of these mega stores that sell all these things that you need, the supermarkets, things like that. They sell off all these things. The gas stations sell gas because everybody running. I don't agree with it, but who am I? I'm only one person with a mouthpiece.
Yes, and but you know what? I'm not going to agree because there were some places in Florida that had where you were, but there were some places there that really had it bad the last hurricane.
Oh, the last one, Fort Myers.
Yeah. So it happens. And then for here, sometimes us in Toronto don't get it so bad, but when you go to places like Uxbridge, Barrie, mm-hmm. because those are north of the city,
right? And
you
north,
really
yeah,
get it bad. The tornado, you know, tornado is just as bad as hurricane.
Oh, well, yeah, they were warning about that. They were warning about that here last night, that there's no tornado warning in effect. Then, you know, it turned from the wind,
when the tornado is coming, it's like it looks like it twirls, right? And it goes fast. You just watch it, and it just spins. So anything that is in sight, it's picking it up. So you know what? So as it relates to the TDOT, we're good for now. We've been having some good weather, but not everywhere here in Canada. We were talking yesterday, like from here to Saskatchewan, which is one of the provinces here. It's like 7 days drive from where we are. Can you imagine? And this is Canada.
Ugh.
And even if you take a plane to there, it's like 3 hours to get to Saskatchewan. I don't know if I would want to live at those places. It doesn't give you any encouragement to leave. Once you go there, you want to stay. You don't want to move to get out, you know. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, other than the weather, you know, as you know, it's touching down now to the end of almost 2022. Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it. 11 months just slipped by so quickly. And if you haven't set any goals and accomplished them, I'm not even sure if you can't, depending on where you are, I'm not even sure if you'll be able to do, you can continue. But for sure, you'll probably have to take it into 2023. Because, you know, everything is slowing down.
Well, the important thing about others is that one must realize that time is only a figment of your imagination. You have to imagine time. You can't try to work with time. People always stress time. But time is only what you see. Because look at it. It seems to be going so much faster and faster to us, you know. I wonder what some of the younger folks, they see time, but you don't hear the young kids complain that time is not what it is. But the older folks complain about time,
but
what it is.
You know what, for them, I don't know about you, but remember when we were growing up, we were waiting for Christmas. Like, we couldn't wait.
True.
Like, we were waiting for Christmas to come, and by your look, another Christmas is here. So I guess it has to do with age, right? Because when you're younger, you know, it's like you're just carefree. You have nothing to worry about, no responsibility, nothing. So you just live. You know, you're dependent on your parents or guardian for support. Now, basically, you have to do everything for yourself, you know, pay your bills and just basically everything. It's like you need more time, and time doesn't wait. You know, we talk about time. You need more time to get something done, but that's the only thing that doesn't wait where life is concerned. Time. Time waits on no one. Sometimes we have to get ready and wait for time, but it's not waiting on us.
You never see it. You're waiting for it, but you never see it. You know that it comes, but you never see it.
Yeah.
You never have it. You never hold it. So it's all that. But, folks, that's what's going on. You know, we're talking about time. Just like they say, we got 2 hours here. You know, maybe a little less because we're like 10 minutes outside of the hour right now. And we're just trying to, you know, gives an interesting conversation between both of us. And if you want to converse, hey, feel free. 661-467-2407. We need more interaction, you know, because I'm sure people out there who are listening have something to say and is thinking something about it. But let me just drop one song. We're going to do an old Rihanna call on the replay. Rihanna.
Yo, this party is flopping still.
One more time? The music's too low.
I'll make him turn it up.
Hey.
up right now.
Okay, everybody get down if you feel me. Put your hands up to the ceiling. Everybody get down if you feel me. Come and put your hands up to the ceiling. Everybody get down if you feel me. Put your hands up to the ceiling. Everybody get down if you feel me. Come and put your hands up to the
Rihanna doing her thing back there, you know, a little reggae vibe. She started out with a whole reggae album. A lot of people don't know that. Reggae was what put her on the charts, really, that got the attention of a lot of people. You know, they couldn't believe she could do reggae, but she's very good at that. So I'm going to drop another one with Mr. Kevin Little. Turn Me On, featuring Spaga Ben. And we'll get back to talking a little about that lady called Spice. I don't know what was going on. Did you hear about that, Spice?
Oh yeah, yes. And I still I'm still not.
Yeah, she went down to the Dominican Republic. I'm going to try to see if I can find this piece where she apparently is explaining. So let's jump to the music for a little bit. We'll come back to that in a few, in like around 3 minutes. We'll be back. Kevin Little, Turn Me On. TRS.
Yo, massive. Wow. I hear things are going. You see that tune that we're going to play by Kevin Little? It's a mash up the whole world. Trust me. Listen to that one, y'all. Zing.
You're going on with me tonight. question of me and say, so you don't. You...
Well, yes, yes, yeah. Poet exam and Janet and the Move Love is back. I just tipping on that spice thing, listening to one of these vloggers or whatever they call themselves, saying something, and the little bit that I just heard make a lot of sense. You know, just a bit. So that's why I was saying to myself, how everybody is saying that she's in a coma, something's wrong, but nobody said what she went there for, what she was doing, why she ended up that way. I thought that was very, very fishy. What were you thinking about?
Basically, from what I understand, it's not the first she's done plastic, some surgery on her body.
No. Mm-hmm.
And from that surgery, she went into cardiac arrest. And then the cardiac arrest, they had to induce coma. This is what the article said.
Yeah.
And so then later on, the booking agent came out and said she's not in no coma. She didn't have cardiac arrest. But he didn't mention that, or he didn't confirm, or he wasn't convinced that she went to do something on her body, right?
Right, right.
So my question was to, like, why? What is it that she went into a coma for, or why did they have to induce coma, and also why she had a cardiac arrest? But then the booking agent came out and denied that. But he didn't deny that she went for surgery. He denied the two things, the allegations that they're saying that, you know, what happened to her, right? I don't know. I don't know. You know, you cannot speak on something that you don't have proper evidence for. Right. So that's why I never commented on it and nothing at all, because, you know, rumors go around and then, you know, you don't want to be, you know, talking about something that you're not aware or you're not have the facts on it, because apparently lady saw, I was said that she got a good source that, you know, whatever happened to her, but then there's a backlash now at lady saw that she's the one who started it, and it's just, so you know what, I don't even want to go into it because it's a never ending thing. I know, I'm just hoping
you
that
know what? They do make you laugh. But
I'm just hoping that all goes well with her, you know. If it's so, I wish her, you know, whatever it is that it is, I hope it is not true, and if it is, then, you know, wish her a safe recovery. If that's what it is.
You realize what is happening? Really, what is happening with these people, especially in Jamaica, a lot. They always, whenever they want to release a song, are they going to do something, they create a publicity stunt to get our eyes on them.
No, but
so,
it's not just, I don't know. I just find it weird.
Listen to what I'm saying, right? And I'm not saying what I'm saying is gospel, right, or the gospel truth. I'm just saying, I look at it like this. Okay. You, and I listened to this guy a while ago, and he made a lot of sense, and I thought about it before, like I said as well. Okay. Nobody from her camp came out and said nothing. It was just something that started over the internet, right?
Right.
Now, she came out, and she went on her Instagram live and said something, started saying something, and this was like 3 days ago, right? According to this, 3 days ago. Now, if something was radically wrong with her, for real, yes, somebody from her camp, that's what I said, somebody from her camp would have come out and said something. Somebody would have confirmed it or denied. This guy who's a booking agent, who is a booking agent? A booking agent is somebody who all they do is book your shows. If you have, they have their
for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You understand? They're not personally attached to her. They're just a booking agent. So that person saying something doesn't weigh no water. In my book, anyway, it doesn't weigh no water. So nobody said anything. She didn't say anything. Now, if she was that bad, she wouldn't have, 3 days ago, she said something when this happened like 7 or 8 days ago. So she got so much better after coming out of coma and all that to say something now? Nah. I don't. The way they were talking to me was, I don't. They just create. This is their creation. All of them do that. And I consider them weak because if you're doing something that's so interesting and so intriguing to people, you don't have to create a situation around such a that kind of to the point where like your life is in danger. Or, you know, I think it's low.
You know, you have to remember these vloggers or bloggers, whatever you call them. You have to sometimes. It's attention, right? Because
yeah,
I understand that Spice had put out a notice that she will be off social media for about 2 weeks or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah, that was a post, I understand, was her last post that she posted. But I guess because nobody heard from her, they're probably going to create some story or something. So this is why I don't like to go after these things, like listen to what they're saying.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the logics is not making any sense. So I'd rather not think about it until, you know, she can come out herself and said, well, this is what happened, blah, 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 right? We just have to leave it alone. Right. And you know, again, as I said earlier, safe recovery.
Yeah. Safe recovery, but you know what? One of these days they're gonna cry wolf, 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 and nobody.
But what do you think about the Buju and Barry show?
Oh, I think that's going to be one. You know what? You know what? I was looking at the advertisement, and they were showing some clips of Buju with Barrett. And you know what I noticed? That is the only time you really see Barrett jump on stage. He's almost like wants to dance like Buju.
Yes. So you know what? I think it's a great collab. You know, with both of them. And one other thing that I look at is the fact that based on reggae, Jamaica and all of that, I think this will be setting the tone to get it back, especially right at the beginning of the year, right on January 1st. I believe that it could bring back the reggae vibes. Do you remember when Buju left prison and came out and that concert that he did?
With the concert. They did.
So I believe this could make a huge difference to the industry because, you know, since Berries came on the scene, it's just it's after it's after it's, and no matter where he goes, it's sold out. Where he goes to perform, he's sold. His show is always sold out.
Well, here,
so
Go ahead.
No, basically, you know, I just wanted to say I think it's a good collab with both of them, right? I think they will somewhat kind of bring reggae back, not 100, but at least, you know, people can say, well, wow, you know, they enjoy it. I hope that it could happen again, hoping that we can see that in the industry again. It's a message, you know, the message is there between the both of them. So I would love to see what happens after that.
Well, what I'm thinking about is you know, when I looked at it and the starting and the whole concept is that they just banned those gun songs off the radio. So this concert is a way of creating an attention from that standpoint that there is good reggae out there and there's reggae without all of that gun and, you know, and what, especially what it's a sold out show. People are going to say, look, see, we can have clean reggae without all the gun stuff and all of this underneath thing, and that would be good. You know, that would be really, really, you know, making the statement that the fraternity, it's not even so much a fraternity, more so the government body that, you know, ban all those kind of music to say, look, see, there is good reggae out there. We can promote good reggae. We don't have to be promoting all of this gun and
Barris is a lover's rock kind of individual.
That's right.
And Buju, I think he started out in the era of dancehall or more culture,
culture.
And then Barris is an older artist to Buju. So I think there's a message there with the elder and the younger, and to make that kind of transformation or transition, I believe it would set the pace for Jamaica to get it back on track again as it relates to the music.
Well,
and then that
it
was held at National Stadium when Buju had it.
Yeah, someone is on the line. Let me see if they got any thoughts on this. Someone else is here. Hey, good evening. Nice to have you here. What are your thoughts? We're talking about, I'm sure you're here what we're talking about. Who am I seeing? Who is this that's sitting in with us right now? You care to identify yourself or to speak? Hello? Person on the line at the 502 area code. Hello. I guess they don't want to say nothing. They don't want to speak. They're just listening in. All right. Yeah. So all I'm saying is that it's a good, you know, it's a good thing to do that, to have that happen. You know, this kind of concept.
And I do believe that. I know Barris is not going to have a show without having Marcia Griffith there.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be. I think
she may not be advertised right now, but most likely she, and also I'm assuming Popcorn as well, you know, because these are some of the
younger
people. So I'm hoping... Maybe we won't, well, maybe the pieces that we can see on YouTube, you know? But I definitely would love to sit down to be watching that show. And if I can be there, I would love to be there.
Oh,
you know, on the day. I would love to be there. That's one show, because you know you're going to get your money's worth.
Yep.
You know you're going to get your money's worth at that show.
Well, folks,
no doubt.
You know, this is what the Wagwan Show is all about. We talk about anything, everything, and anything in between. We also drop music. So we're saying to the reggae fraternity right now, the real reggae fraternity, as Sanchez says, we're missing you. TRS Radio.
Yeah, I'm a missing you. Talk to you, but it's not the same as touching you.
John Legend. John Legend, I'm telling you, he's a very, very, very good artist. I didn't even know he started singing at 3 years. He started doing this stuff at 3 years old. He was playing piano at 3 years old. That is very talented. Very talented. Look at
Sanchez.
He sings reggae like he's Jamaican. You know, it's really good. So, you know, love talent like that. Talking about this concert, I think it's going to be one of the best concerts for the year. And people, when you call in, we're not afraid to hear you speak. You can speak because we don't bite. We're too far away to bite you anyway. So we don't know where you are to bite you. So if you call in, you can speak. I understand you can call in and listen because it is the kind of show you can call the number and just listen. And when your call's coming, you can still take your calls and go back to TRS Radio and the Wagwan Show. That's on Thursdays. All right, 7 to 9. We're here chit-chatting about anything and everything.
I was just on the net looking at something very interesting. And they're talking about the top 10 countries where you can retire on a budget. And yesterday I was talking to someone in regards to Canada. With the retirement funds that you're getting, it's very difficult to survive in this day and age because a one-bedroom apartment here, I'm not talking mortgage. If you've had a house where your mortgage is almost paid off, then that's okay. So when you get to that age, it's fine, you know, because your mortgage should be very low and comfortable. But in terms of for persons who probably just purchase a home, it's going to be very difficult to survive surrounding retirement because the average person after they retire, when you seriously think about it, they're probably making about $1,500 Canadian, $1,400, $1,500, and it's very difficult to survive here on that money. However, if you leave Canada and go outside, you can. That's to me like you could become a millionaire, depending on the exchange rate of where you're living.
Where you're planning
to retire. Okay. So I'm going to refer to Jamaica because I'm Jamaican, so I have to refer, and I know more about there than any other place in the world other than Canada. So 100 Canadian, now it's about 10,000 Jamaican.
Right.
10,000 over. So, yeah, so imagine if I'll put that 1,000 Canadian. So every month, if you're out of the country, retired and decided, you could be looking at 100 G Jamaican, right? Which I guess at the end of the year, wouldn't that be over a million?
For 12 months?
For the 12 months, yeah. A little bit over.
Yeah. Yeah, 1.2.
So you will be able to survive outside, but here, it's going to be very difficult. So maybe, persons should maybe reconsider, you know. I know with the crime and all of that, but I know people that left here a long time ago and doing exceptionally well there, right? So it's something that people should look into in terms of retirement and Canada versus another place.
But here is what I'm getting to recognize, even though some people still have their doubts. There's a lot of countries in Africa where some of them the dollar is bigger and better there than it is for, let's say, Jamaica. But and some of them are far. They might be like, you know, like over that same amount of money, maybe $100 or $200 less by the time they. You know, do the exchange rate. So is comparable, and you can also, you pay way less in finding a nice, a pretty nice apartment to live in. And if you want to take it a little further, you could buy, because I know like Ghana.
Because I have a friend who purchased a property in Dominican Republic. And she was down there last week to visit the property. And she was saying that if it's here, she couldn't afford to buy something here.
Right.
But, you know, buying it down there, she said, but if she had a choice, she would go to more, a better tourist resort, places that are tourist-driven, like Jamaica and all these places, because she could, especially with the Airbnb, because, you know, that is the way things are going now, right? If you have an Airbnb, you're going to be okay with that. That could be your retirement money, because you're renting those places daily, right? In Jamaica, they're like $100 US a night, or for the entire day, right? And you could get an entire house, like for a family of maybe six or whatever, for $100 a day. You rent that property. Right, and everybody come together and said, okay, we're going to rent this out. So in the long run, you may end up paying $20 each per day to stay at this facility.
Right?
See, so people should start looking into Airbnb and stuff like that in terms of vacationing, in terms of investment.
Yeah, because you can, let's say you wanted to live here 6 months and you want to live in Jamaica for 6 months, you can use 6 months and make enough money off of that Airbnb to put down and go and live.
Yeah, and when I was speaking to a friend of mine in Portland, Port Antonio, and she mentioned that a lot of Germans were coming, so she thought they were purchasing the property. But what she told me, they'd actually come and rent those properties and using them for Airbnb. That's what she found out they were doing. Renting the properties. So that is something people can look at. Rent the properties and do them with Airbnb to, you know, to make a little investment instead of actually purchasing the property. Rent them and use it for Airbnb. That's another way of making some fast money. Did you see the news with the man from Saudi Arabia who is putting a hotel in Jamaica?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was yesterday. The Minister of Tourism, Bartlett. Yeah, he that man was down there. He had a handshake with him and some business agreement. So Saudi Arabia is now going in Jamaica. And the other day they had Emirates, that airline.
Which one?
United States. Emirates. I think that's how you pronounce it. That's down there now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
They're going there.
So
they're going to just one of their destinations now? Jamaica is one of their destinations?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And day before yesterday, I saw for the first time, I think since COVID, a ship, 500-plus passengers came off that ship in Port Antonio. Because remember, Port Antonio used to be that destination for tourism. It wasn't nowhere else, right? And now it's back again. Yeah. So, you know, because I, as a travel agent, you know, I try to keep up to see what's going on in the industry. And just, you know, I follow certain people on Instagram. So, you know, they're sharing what's happening there and stuff like that. So, you know, for anyone who wants to do some investment, hey, consider Airbnb.
Yes, it's an
opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to do, to do Airbnb. I believe if you put your money's worth into something, because what I find, I admire the younger generation, and what I find with them, they're more entrepreneurial than our time. So a lot of them now are so creative. Just today, example, I was speaking with a young man. So on the 26th of November, he's hosting a domino tournament. However, in that, they're having a car and bike show. And then when you look on the flyer, multiple businesses sponsor that show and making it happen. You know Racine Drive up in Etobicoke?
Where's it called?
Racine, R-A-C-I-N-E, that street.
Oh, Racine, oh yeah, that, up there, yeah.
Yeah, that's where it will be held. And that's on the 26th. I spoke with him earlier today. So he's got a lot of connections and, you know, collaboration, working with persons in our community. The only drawback I find with the community, example, Canada is now opening for business, for immigrants. Like between now and the year 2025, they're looking at about 500,000 permanent residents come in. Now, they're looking for skilled workers, skilled trade workers, and people in general. The only problem with in our community, and I think that should change, is that many of them, I do believe, are not compliant with the government in terms of what they need to do. And if you're not compliant, it means that they wouldn't be able to even hire anybody in their establishment. So many of them, their own businesses, and they will be telling you, I've been in business for X amount of years, but nothing is on record. Nothing is on record. Like, they're not up to date with their books and all of that. Okay. So they cannot do certain things the other businesses. They have. And it's true, because I'm a taxpayer. So they have the hustling mentality, and that's where we're going to become challenged with even what's going on now, because do offer that anyone is considering coming into Canada, whether to work. There are jobs out there now. They have a lot of jobs available. I did a research the other day, and they're saying in Ontario, 6.6% job vacancies. But I'm not sure if we would meet the criteria, because some of it does require different levels of English, right? Fluent, you would have to be either fluent in English or in French. Last week, Thursday, I did a presentation for an organization, and I'm telling you, that Zoom was maxed out. Like, people were in the waiting room to come in, and ever since then, I'm just getting a lot of phone calls. So you could tell that people come in, they want to come to Canada to work, because I guess based on their salary, their income. But in terms of once they're assessed, I'm not sure if they will meet the criteria, because now they're doing it on a point system, right? Canada is now doing it on a point system. So if you're 35 and under, you're going to get full credit for that. From 18 to 35, you're getting full credit. Right? Because then you meet the criteria.
I would like to know what is there any special, apart from direct scholarships for children, 15, 16-year-old coming in, you don't want to study or want to start study now, so they can, achieve what they would like to, let's say, by, they're coming in a junior high, then they're junior, and then to go to the regular high after that, and then after that, you know, college, etc. I want to know, I would like to know, you're in Canada, I would like to know what is the possibility of, you know, children or a child that young, 15
okay.
years old,
so,
who
okay.
would like to do it.
Okay, so a child can come in based on parents. So if the parent can sponsor them, right? And then when they come in, because you know, under 18, it's not possible because 18 is an adult, right? You're considered an adult here. So to come in before that, you would have to be sponsored by a parent, right? To come in. However, what a child can do if they're considering studying in Canada, what they could do is start looking at places that are offering scholarships and to see what the requirements are. And maybe while they're in high school in Jamaica, wherever they're from, they start preparing themselves to meet that. And when they graduate
right.
from high school, then they can apply for whatever status. So they can start researching now to say, okay, I want to study in Canada. What are the requirements? If they need further information, they could contact me, right? And then I could take them to the next level in terms of direction that they want to go, because it also has to do with, you know, what they want to study, you know? Because Canada, there's so many possibilities here.
Mm-hmm.
So many possibilities here. Yes, there's so many possibilities. So they would have to know what exactly, which area. For example, I am a recruiter for City College, and there are certain criteria, especially relating to immigration, that they need to have. And if they don't meet that right criteria, especially with immigration, they're going to be denied, right? So it depends on what it is that they're heading for. Even if they have a scholarship, or they get the scholarship, they still have to go through immigration to meet that criteria. So they have to prove to immigration that when I come to Canada, I can be able to sustain myself. How are you going to sustain yourself? You have to have about $3 million Jamaican dollars in the bank. That has to be there.
Mm.
You have to prove to the Canadian government So it's $3 million for that. At the school level, you have to also meet the eligibility for the school, and the school determined based on your mark that you achieved and others. Basically the marks, but that's what determines if you're entitled to study at a particular educational institution here, right? So everything comes with a process. If anyone out there needs more information on, you know, coming to Canada to study, or basically if you're looking for work in whichever field, you can reach out to me on WhatsApp at 647-760-9294, and I'll be able to answer your questions for you, question or question. Right now, we are recruiting right now. We have a recruiting blitz going on for people who want to come into basically work. Because as of the 16th of this month, the certain procedures that Canada had, they're changing it, thinking that it's going to be much easier for people to come in now. But again, English is a must. You have to go IELTS test. That has to be done. And there's another one that has to be done. You have to have those, right, for them to even consider you. So if you're, no matter where you are, get that test. It's a special test, English test, that they require, that you have to do before coming here. And whether or not you need it now or later, because remember, if you're coming in, you're not coming in as a permanent resident. You're coming in as a temporary resident on a visitor's visa, right? So you want to ensure that you get that test done, that if you decide to stay, you don't have to go back to school to get that test. You will already do it or have it. So I'm recommend that people do get that special test done. Again, for more information, I can be contacted on WhatsApp, 647-760-9294.
Awesome. You know, that's what the Wagwan Show is all about. And let's jump back to some music again. Thank you, Janet, for all of that info, because I know there's people thinking of things and movement is all around. They say, yeah, 500,000 people could come into Canada, but under what circumstances, they never said. So we're giving you all
the you have to meet the criteria.
Okay. So let's drop some music and we'll be back again on the Wagwan Show with Poetic Sam.
Amazing.
Anthony Hamilton giving you best. That's what we always do here every Thursday. We give our best on the Wagwan show. So we're going to just stop getting back all the way over there to England with the Steel Pulse Bodyguard. Radio Wagwan Show Big Spot Deal. Come on. The song of UK is one of UK's best reggae bands, Steel Pulse. Steel Pulse, I'm telling you, I remember back in the day. You know what? Some friends of mine, when they started playing, and, well, I wasn't with them. I was jamming around with them before. And in the 80s in Malton, there was a bunch of Jamaican English-born kids. And all they wanted to do, they ended up sounding like real Steel Pulse. They're called 20th Century Rebels. Yeah, they were from Malton, you know, and I was, you know, messing around till when they became very, very serious, and, you know, I was only playing congos, but they became a very good band, very, very popular band in Toronto, 20th Century Rebels. Yeah, they sounded like Steel Pulse. The short guy who sang, what's his name again? He was in that band as well. So that's you know, that's why I like Steel Pulse, because I've been digging Steel Pulse since the 80s there, in the 80s, you know, all of that. So, that's what I want, you know, back there. And then a lot of good artists came out of there. Devon, who's in Vancouver now, I think. Chunky, who played with, we call it, that was his nickname. He played with... the guy who got burnt up in Manchester, you know who I'm talking about. The guy who went to, that artist that went to rescue his Garnet Silk. He played with Garnet, went to Jamaica, left Canada, went to Jamaica, played with Garnet Silk for a while after Garnet Silk died. He was in Jamaica for a little bit. Last I heard, you know, he went back to England. Don't know what he's doing. Never heard of him again. I heard from him or about him again. But very good musician as well. So those were the days in Toronto was just having their reggae with a real reggae revival. Then there was Crocodon. It was kind of funky, but with a reggae overtone. That's where Steve, Carl Harvey, who played with Toots until Toots died. He played with Toots for about 20 years. Still lived in Toronto, but toured with Toots for about maybe about 20 years. Carl Harvey, Carl and Rupert Harvey, two brothers, Crocodon, and then there was who else? There was another band with... Johnny Osborne, the great Johnny Osborne in Jamaica. He was there in Toronto. Toronto is a hotbed. Toronto has been a, you know, good reggae hotbed for a long time, for a long, long time.
It is.
You know,
Toronto is one of those cities that if you keep in tune with what's going on, you'll always be, oh, talk about that. So yesterday when I went to Montreal, guess who I saw at the Caribbean Food Factory? Chelsea Stewart.
Chelsea. I think her dad, as far as I can recollection, I think her dad lives in Montreal.
She said that's why she was down there, and she'll be down there, she says, until later in the year. And I said, it was nice seeing her, you know, because me and my family went down, so chilling with her there for a little bit. And, you know, I did a little video of the place because it's such a, the guy that owns that place, he did a total transformation of that place. If you want to keep like a concert, a show, anything like that, you know, it's set up for that purpose. Now, when I went there last year in the summer, he did tell me that he was going to do some reno. But when I went there now, it's really nice to set up. Last year when I went down, it was a black business event with mainly women there. There were about maybe 25 vendors in that room, and space was pretty big. But now it's an event space. You know, so if anybody's looking for in Montreal, or maybe want to keep something in Montreal in the for the Black community, that's a space that you could utilize. The name of it is called Caribbean Food Factory, which is,
wow,
I don't speak French, but it's located at 5311 Maison News Boulevard in Quebec, in Montreal.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, their food, wow. We had chicken, fried chicken, and my daughter had the goat meat. The goat meat was properly cooked, because normally I don't go anywhere and eat goat meat. So the meat, the goat meat was proper, and the fried chicken, and you know, the presentation was good as well on the plate. Last year I went there, and they made a ginger beer. Holy cow! I remember. No, I drank some of that thing, and even in the night when, you know, fell asleep, my chest was burning because it was all ginger, okay? All ginger, like, and then the lady goes, well, if you drink this, you won't get COVID. That's all bad. I mean, the way how they made it, you know, it's out of this world, I should say. Out of this world, that ginger beer, you know, so... But it's a nice place, you know, if you want to even go Montreal and just, you know, for dining, you know, you can just, not if you're looking for elegance, but somewhere that
right.
you just want to go eat.
You know what? I'm sorry to get there, but Montreal, I remember playing in Montreal in the late 80s there, late 80s. I was in Montreal for a while. We had a band, you know, the band that was out of Toronto. We stayed in Montreal. As a matter of fact, we got stuck in Montreal. So, but Montreal is a very, it's a little different, a little, and it's old. It reminds me of the United States.
Well, I was telling them that it reminds me of Buffalo. That's what I saw, Buffalo.
Yeah, and you have over here, you know, New York look. That's what it reminded me of. And I'm talking about way back then. You know, but saw some, you know, spent a lot of time in Montreal. I spent a lot of time in Montreal, you know, months on end.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it reminded me of Buffalo a lot when I looked at it. And I said, well, this is Buffalo I'm looking at, especially when you're on the highway. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're on the highway, you're seeing Buffalo.
Yeah. Quite a while I haven't been.
It's there.
There,
I mean,
you know what, though?
But
you know that they're more music-oriented than Toronto? But for jazz music, that's where some of the great jazz players came out of. And because, let me see if I can remember his name, he's a pianist. One of the greatest pianists that ever came out of, black pianist that ever came out of Canada. Geez, what's his name again? I got his name right. But he's a master. He was a master. I saw him quite a few times. So that's when I was just learning, coming up and just learning. I used to suck him in, you know. He's out of Montreal. There's a lot of horn players out of Montreal. Montreal is a hotbed. And there are always hot jazz festivals going on. A lot of jazz. Every year there used to be maybe 1, 2, 3 jazz festivals coming out of Montreal. So Montreal has been a hotbed for a long time, but like I said, mostly for jazz. But that great pianist, I think he put Montreal on the...
We went downtown to, I'm not sure if you're familiar, the place is called Viewport, I think it's called, where they have a Ferris wheel and a whole bunch of stuff down there. It's by the dock. the waterfront. So we went down there. It was very cold. Yeah. But, you know, it was a nice experience getting too cold, so we never tarry for long. But just to touch a little bit on Twitter and Elon Musk. You see what he's doing, Musk?
I didn't take it in a lot.
Well, you know, he purchased Twitter.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, for $44 billion, I think.
Control.
So what he wants to do now is to change it that you have to pay for using it. For one tick and two ticks, it's like $8 a month he wants to charge.
You know what I realize, and a lot of, I don't know if people recognize that, but whenever someone gets rich, okay, I got the name of the pianist before I forgot. His name is Oscar Peterson. That's the name of the
I thought so.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm familiar with
the name. Yeah. So, okay, back to people like Elon Musk. Here's what a lot of people don't recognize with these people. They become multimillionaire and billionaires. They're the ones who control what happens within the government. They set the pace. They start to tell. They bring things up because remember, these people can now, like here, they could go to the Congress, not directly, but where they will go in and pass money around to do this and do that, give it to this congressman to bring this up to the table, bring that up to the table. But they pay them to bring this up. This is, you know, what they call it. There's a name for it, where they go up there. And they actually dole out money for the things they want done. The pharmaceutical company is the same. All of these people go up there. I'll give you the name of it in a second and what they do. So people like him now have the money to go and basically it's like soliciting the government. And they will listen to them because they got money. Because remember, the government doesn't have money. The government relies on people like them with the money to hear what is going on, or because they made money. So the government wants to know how to make money or how to get some of that money, right? So they come up with their ideas and give it to them. And that's how all these guys end up controlling what goes on, not the little people.
I'm gonna agree with you there. With if you look at Conway West and that guy Irvin, whatever basketball player, what they did to them.
Oh, yeah. Kyrie Irvin, yeah.
Even though
Conway is a billionaire on paper, he was on paper. And according to the amount of money that he's making, he's considered a billionaire. But in real reality, money, liquid, he's not a billionaire. He's not.
Yeah, and also the family for George Floyd is suing him for 200 and something, either billion or million.
Million, 250 million, I think it is. 200.
Mm.
Yeah, they're even if they win, they're not going to get that much. But see, the thing is, that I think he shouldn't have said. Honestly, he said some good things and he said some wayward things. He said some really good things. And you're like, okay, which direction is your head going in? Because, you know, he'll say something that makes a lot of sense. Kyrie Irving is totally different. I think they're I think they're trying to do him in because he stood up right throughout the pandemic and did not, they couldn't let him bow. And he didn't bow. And they didn't like that. So now what they do is, you know, I saw him on a live the other day and he was saying, listen, Kyrie Irving was saying, I am not training my kids to grow like the way how he was grown. But he say he's talking to all the kids born in his era from 1986 or 81. It's a 20, I think it's a 20, 26 year or 22 year period. 1989, something like that. All the kids were born in that era. He's telling them to wake up because what he's seeing and what he's recognized and them being able to earn and have a platform, basically, they should be teaching their kids that's coming up because they're the what they call it, the millennials?
Mm-hmm. Millennials.
So he wants all the millennials to pay attention because if they don't, they're going to end up worse than how we were because he's saying our age stood up, our, you know, era stood up, but we didn't continue enough and we didn't do as much as we could because we were still under that spell.
I don't know about the United States, but for Canada, what I know is that oftentimes as a bank or other places to get a loan, they're not giving it to you.
They're not getting it.
They find some reasons not to give you that money.
It's here as well, but I think what they do is they limit the amount. Here, they will, in some cases, they will give it to you, but limited amount. You know, they don't, if you, I guess if you go for $2 million, they'll tell you, well, we can only give you one. Because if you get two, obviously you're going to be able to do more than, you know. But
at least they'll give something, though.
Yeah, and some of them still won't give nothing, but you still, there's places you can't
get. Here, it's very rare or very seldom that, and I'm talking because the banks are considered A lenders because it's the top lenders, right? Because their interest rates are low, right? So
which,
with those guys,
which,
when you
which
go...
Is, that wasn't, you know, whenever... Now they're trying to change that because of the way the inflation that's coming up and the recession. Canada is trying to change that because they held on to that zero or didn't raise the interest rate for so long. You know that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember when I came to Canada in the 70s and my parents used to tell us that things like cow foot or chicken foot, what else? Stripe, you know, there's
right.
certain but yeah, they used to throw it away, and all of a sudden, and the Jamaicans were the one who told them, no, you know, every part of that animal can be eaten, basically. So they learned to do that and started doing it. Now, if you go to buy a cow foot, it's like $20 or more for one in the store, considering it was nothing.
Yeah, I heard they
right?
used to throw them away.
Yeah, they
chicken
used to
foot.
Throw it in the,
foot.
Yeah, in the garbage. And it's very difficult. So I like the stance that the younger generation are taking because, you know, number one, many of them are I would say, quote unquote, educated. Because now they have formal educations now. A lot of them are going to university, college, you know, getting that degree or whatever. But what they're doing, they're not going to work for anyone, which is a plus. They're now thinking about, you know, taking the stance where they said, you know what, I now want to work for myself. You know, I've gone into many establishments here that are operated by younger generations. And the mindset that they have, very creative. I remember years ago, there's a young man on Western Road and Jane area. And he has an internet cafe. And I remember I wanted to get, one of those softwares, a popular one. I think it was word processing. I think that's what it was back in the days. And I went somewhere was to get it, and the man is telling me in order for him to give me, to make a copy for me, it's $500. I said, but I really needed it. But then it's like something said to me, let's call somebody that I know. And they told me about this young man. And when I called the young man, the software next to him, I said, how much do you have it yet? How much would you charge? You know what? $5.
$5.
Right? $5 considering to 500 in another community.
Right.
All right? And I went, this is why I keep saying we need to build our community. We need to build our businesses because we will thrive better in our community because we're going to understand our community and be able to help our brothers and sisters. Even this week, there's a young man in Eglinton called Jigga. He sews. He doesn't even take measurement, and he makes it. Very seldom you have to do alteration.
No measurement?
No. He just look at you, because I've seen him in action. He just looks at you, but you know, I went there the other day with someone to pick up an outfit. Because when we went there, I brought her there, and I said, she goes, aren't you taking any measurement? He said, no, because it was just an alteration. And when we went back, nothing needed to be done. And you couldn't, why I'm bringing this up, that's how talented we are.
Yeah.
We're given a gift.
A lot of them out there.
Hmm?
There's a lot of good, great, awesome talents out there. They're there. It's just that I think over here it's probably more hidden because the place is so big and the people are so spread out, you know, more than there in, you know, like Toronto, Brampton. You know, it's kind of like...
No, it's not. That's, you know what it is? We don't give our people a chance.
Yeah,
we don't give our community a chance. And this is why we don't know the talent that we have or the creativity that's in us. It's amazing when I saw this young man, what he did. I was so impressed and I was saying, I'm going to promote you. I'm going to promote your work. Because that's amazing. Just look at somebody. Yeah, and he's able to did that thing without taking any measurement. And when the person went to get the outfit, you could not tell that he made any kind of adjustment.
Never seen anybody do that before. Never.
So he said that his ancestors, he was talking about the ancestors, and, you know, he's gotten a gift from God. That's what he was saying. He said that's a gift that he's given, right? And he believes in what he does and stuff like that. So we need even the young ones coming up. My thing is the more that we can push them because they have talents as well. We just have to empower them, encourage them to get to a level. You're going to see some results in these youths coming up. Amazing. right? You know, that might, I just wanted to share that we have so much talent in us that we don't even know the talent, and sometimes we're not given the chance as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a lack of chance, you know, because no one believes in you. They don't. It's a matter of trusting. They believe that you're not able or capable to do something. And this is why I do believe that when you have a dream or a vision, don't give up on it. Don't give up on your dream and your vision. Continue to work towards that. Because you're going to, one day, you're going, even you yourself going to be surprised when you step out there, because people are going to believe, is that the same person? Yes, I just wanted to share that. So I guess when you come back, I want to touch a little bit on the Lumi Eglinton TV and my show, upcoming show, at the end of the month, another BNO.
Yes, another BNO is coming up. Sure, I'll tell you about it. Also, I got to tell you about Saturday's show. It's called right here on CRS Radio, Poetics and the Musical Turntable, hosted by the one and only, right here, Poetic Sam, and artists. We do interviews. We do all kinds of stuff. Oh, yes, tomorrow the 11th, I interviewed Lyrical Lynn, who's performing over in Jacksonville. Today it's a gospel fish show with a whole lot of different artists. Wow, I almost forgot. I told her I'd mention it on today's show. It's over in Jacksonville, and I think I need to look up the information. I'll give you some more on that before we leave today. Also, I'm looking at, within the next 2 weeks, I already talked to one poet, and I myself, I'm one. That's why they call me Poetic Sam. And Tita, she says she's ready. I need to get maybe one more, and hopefully, properly, I can get my sister to come on and talk about her, Jennifer, to discuss her book. And we all just gather on in a poetry day and have some awesome poetry going on. I think I know who else I'll invite. But I'll get it together before the next 2 weeks. It's going to be up. Let me drop some music because we don't have that much time to go. But we're going to be so outstanding within the next while, and always as we are on the show. So I got to big up the show with this song, Outstanding by the Gap Band. Mr. Charlie Wilson still alive, still singing. And this song is from about 20 years ago, something like that. All right, here we go, the Gap Band. Outstanding. Listen, Poetic Sam got you up. Janet on the Move Lovely's got you up, and we're outstanding.
Outstanding. Excited. lucky night to have you all alone, girl.
We could.
All right. We're back. And we're going to talk. Oh, I'm just looking at the fact that Kyrie Irving got suspended because of the movie that he showed. They said it was full of anti-Semitism. Oh, this is a heard. I'm having a tight tongue, you know. But what is, I don't know. This whole, you know, trying to silence people. But anyways, you know, we got like 9 minutes to go, and you wanted the Lumi, which is very important to us. You can tell the folks about it. You know, give them a little tidbit on it. And
sir, before I go into the Lumi, so the teachers there have been on strike for 2 days, and they went back to school on Wednesday. But one other thing that I noticed that they're coming out with is they're going to make the like stories or make the Holocaust become a curriculum in the school system come September. They're saying that the kids should be taught this. I'm not sure where it's heading. And apparently for the first time I see this man wearing that thing, you know, the Jewish thing on his head. I don't know what you call it. The Ministry of Education.
Kopi?
I'm not sure what it's called. So right there, because I didn't know it was Jewish until last night. I saw it, and that's what they're coming out with. I guess because of all these stuff that's on the news, they decide that they should let this become a course. And I'm thinking to myself, look how long we've been trying to get history on people of color in the school.
No, that's not important.
Yeah, for some reason now, they're pushing this, all right? So for me, we as a nation, instead of relying on them to teach us, we have to do it ourselves when it comes to our young ones, because they're not going to teach us. It doesn't make sense. It's not going to happen. That's one. Secondly, so just wanted to share that a little bit. Now, as it relates to the Lumi. No, so it still goes on, you know. It goes on still that you can sign up now for your reparation money, £500 every month. For you're gonna be getting it for 33 years, and you have to go to ecosix.com. The application is there. As soon as you log in, it's there. I did mine. I haven't checked my account yet to see if it has been disbursed. But, you know, go ahead. Through all of this, it's going to build well for us. Don't watch the fact that we are not able to use the funds right now. It was created for trading. That's the objective. It's for us to trade and to build amongst each other. Not necessarily to keep giving these other nations our money. The money was created for us. So I'm going to encourage each and everyone to please sign up for the reparation fund that's now available. It doesn't matter when you sign up. You're going to be retro back to October 1st, which is a month ago. And then we have the regular stimulus, the Lumi stimulus, which was created or rolled out in October of 2020. So there's one year left remaining for it. The loan is backed by gold, and it's also backed by solar energy. Now people may be asking, where are they getting all these gold and whatever from? I understand that there's so much gold in Africa right now. And what's going on, there are a lot of kings, because, you know, Africa is the government, it runs by queens and kings. not necessarily a parliament like how they have government here. It's under a different regime. So I would say, please, people, don't let time run out because it's free. Remember, it's not costing you anything to join. Again, anybody who is interested, please reach out to me, Jeanette, 647-760-9294. And,
okay. So, don't forget.
Yeah, we have 3 minutes
to go, so.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention, too, so, few months back, DJ Boxer Joe, which comes on the Eglinton TV network, had reached out to me and said, come on his show, you know, sing some music and do what I can and whatever. So next Saturday, not this week, next Saturday, I'll be joining him in studio, you know, going to his station because I'm on the reggae path. You know, that's why my show is called the Regolution Show. So, you know, I want to continue. So we'll be dialoguing, you know. Him is one of the veterans as it relates to sound system, one of the original in the city. So, you know, just to, you know, talking to him about his perspective on the music, the vinyl, because he's got vinyl and he's also got CD. So I'll be in studio with him next Saturday. He said starting at... I forgot the time. I think 7 till 10. I'll be in studio with him starting next week. All right? And, yeah, my DNO is coming up on the 27th of this month. Same thing every month. You know, we do the same thing, but we're wiring down to the end of the year. All right? So, again, guys, we don't have long to go, and I know Poetic Sam player music to close out. So until next week, thank you for listening, and until such time, walk good as Miss Lou would go. Take care.
And I'm saying the same thing, you know, walk good, and remember, Saturday to come right here on TRS Radio, 12 till 2, I'll be doing the unsigned artist segment of the show. All right. So until then, we will catch you next week, Thursday, the same time. But in between all of that, the Revolution Show and the Poetic Sam musical turntable. So we're not gone. We're only gone all over. We always have something going on. Catch you, people. We out. Thank you for listening. And tell a friend, bring a friend, and we'll do it again. Good night.
I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy. Oh, no, oh. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy. The light.